expect you home so soon.
Well, they kind of gave me my Christmas vacation a little early. Oh, but I'm glad, really, because now it fits in with your vacation. And we don't have to miss even a day together.
How do you like the tree? I decorated it myself. Aren't you surprised?
It's beautiful, dear. Simply beautiful.
I'm going to give you a Christmas present right now. You don't even have to wait till Christmas morning. Here, open it.
Where'd you get the money?
Mr. Levy, down at the pawn shop, gave me a good price for my hockey stick and microscope.
Oh, my. Patrick, it's the most beautiful bracelet I've ever owned.
Wiggle it. See? Does it make any noise at all? I told the man down at the shop that you needed a quiet one for when you go on stage again. And when you wear it with your big coat, nobody will ever know you work at Macy's.
Well, I've kind of given up Macy's, dear. And my big coat is down at the with your hockey stick at the pawn shop. Norma! Ito! If we're going to have Christmas, let's have it all the way around.
Yes, Missy Dennis?
Merry Christmas, everybody.
But it isn't until Tuesday, Mom.
Missy get mixed up cards again. Not Christmas yet.
Well, we need it now, and we're going to have it. Oh, I did mean to pay you some of your back salary, but I have
not another word about it. You know we wouldn't think of leaving you, Mom.
No place to get job anyhow.
Oh!
It isn't 17 jewels, Ito. I doubt the time is worth all that decoration these days.
Oh, thank you, Missy.
It's so fruit smelling. That'd be the most automatic thing on Beacon Place.
Long pants! Golly! Can I try and run into me? Right now?
Right now!
Well, we got a little present for you too, Mom. Now, I hope you're not going to be angry for what we've done.
Just what is it you've done?
Well, Ito had a bit of money put by, and so did I. For a rainy day, you might say. But we both figured it couldn't get much wetter than it is right now.
We pay grocery and butcher bill. Now Mr. Schultz not give nasty looks with lamb chops.
You're both so dear to me. I'll pay you back someday. You know I will. If I ever can.
You're a loving woman, Mom. You're hard, but you're loving. And all we wish is you could find a man as wonderful and loving and fine a gentleman as you are a fine lady. Whatever happened to that nice Mr. Lindsay Wilsey? He was a dear soul.
Yes, Nora, he was a dear man, but I had to send him away. I said no so many times when I had money, I couldn't say yes when I went broke.
Look, everybody!
Besides, I have my own fine gentleman who buys me diamonds. Well, almost diamonds. What we need now is some music, some Christmas carols.
Hit bells of holly, la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, la 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 la. Don't be now, I'll get you a carol, la 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 la.
If that's Santa Claus, tell him we've already had it.
Oh, ma'am, you don't know how happy I am to see you. Do you realize I've been skidding all over town trying to find you? But lady, do you know there are 97 Dennises in the Manhattan directory? And I was beginning to think that you might live in that place over there called Brooklyn.
Well,
I came to apologize. I told those Macy folk right out it was all their fault. Why, a lady with your charm and refinement should have an executive position with a lot of high help grasping all those pesky writing and figuring details. Excuse me a second while I skid out and pay the cab so he can go home to his family.
You left a cab running in the middle of the Depression?
Ma'am, when you're and all, the stock market crash is somebody else's noise. And if you wouldn't consider me too presumptuous, I'd be most honored if you'd let me squire you out to dinner tonight.
No, thank you. You see, my family and I are having an intimate Christmas celebration.
Ma'am, I like that. I like a woman who's got feeling about family. Well, I got practically every kind of relative invented. Y'all ought to come down Georgia way someday and meet them all. You just love Peckerwood.
Peckerwood? Who's Peckerwood?
Why, that's the name of my little old plantation. Bring your family along. The more the merrier.
But I'm not really dressed.
Oh, you look just fine to me, man. A little powder on your nose and you're just fine. Oh, pay the cab.
He's nice. I like him. Marry him, Mom. The minute he asks you.
Oh, no. For heaven's sakes.
What's his name, Auntie May? You don't even know his name?
Oh, yes, I do. Family, we're about to break bread with Mr. Beauregard Jackson Pickett Burnside. You don't change your jacket. Nora, get your coat. Patrick, put on a scarf. It's cold outside. Where's my peppers?
I was going to give you this sweet thing at dinner, Mom.
Here's one for you, too.
Come on, we had enough to keep Mr. Burnside waiting.
Me never believed in Santa Claus, and he started to change mind.
Whoever thought that Santa Claus would have a southern accent?
Merry Christmas from Nanny, Moe, and Jack, your credit clothier.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, old Nanny, Moe, and Jack.